Hello. Constella. Wait, is my mic on? Yeah, it's on. Okay. Hi, hi Anna. Covernya jago banget, Kak. Ya ampun, Kak Anna. by the way, kalau mau komen, bisa komen di bawah yang apa? Announcement Twitter Space itu ya. Lagi yang pengen komen. Hai Rekan. Siapa nih? Halo Ilham. Hai SPZ. 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 Halo Kak Pagi, halo. San SPZ SPZ SPZ. Ini aku lagi di pinggir jalan. Lagi menepi. Terus bingung selama 20 menit mau kemana, mau ngapain. Konnichiwa. Irasshai. Shousa. Semua kebohongan. Orangnya hilang. Oke. Jadi apa kabar kalian? Kabar baik, kabar buruk? Kalau aku kabarnya biasa aja. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yuji-o-kun. Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa. Imazatsudan desu. Oh, VTuber. Halo Ahmad, hai Satya. Bentar, aku baca komen. Udah. Pagi-pagi, ni hao. Baik, baik. Good, good. Oh, I think I come up with the topic. Aku kayaknya I really want to talk about love language. Oh, wait. Let me just Halo, salah. Halo. Halo, Satya. Hello, Leonard. Pengen ngobrolin soal love language, if you guys don't mind. Love language. Do you guys know your own love language? Kalian tahu nggak sih kayak kalian punya love language sendiri gitu? Do you know? Kalau aku love language-nya apa ya? Love language-nya itu words of affirmation, I think. Number one. There are five love language. And it's like words of affirmation, physical touch, apa lagi ya? Gifting, I think. An act of service. Ada itu, wait, let me just Google it. I forgot. Love language. There are five love language. What is it? Love language type. Okay, wait, there's quality. Okay, words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. Jadi kalau misalnya mau ngebahas, yes, love language. Hi Kyomiko, that's a cute. Wait, is that Kanai? Oh, she's gone. Okay, bye. My love language is anjing-anjing in my love ones. Ooh, spicy. What's that? So like kalau kalian bingung, words of affirmation itu maksudnya, the meaning of words of affirmation is like you want to receive like affirmation from your loved ones. Example, when your loved ones say something like, "Oh, I'm so proud of you. I love you. Thank you for being kind to me. thank you for spending time with me." So acts of affirmation, oh, acts, I'm sorry, words of affirmation from your loved ones are really important to you when your loved ones say something nice to you and like appreciate you and yada yada yada. And then quality time is quality time. So like you love to spend time with your loved ones, even though you have a long distance relationship, you still spend time together. Like example, you spend your time 24/7 on Discord calls every day. That's also quality time. And then play games together with your friends and yada yada yada. There's a lot. And then we have physical touch. Physical touch just means that you love to hug your loved ones, you love to be close and hold hands, maybe. Hold hands, hug, it's just physical touch. And that is very important to you. If your loved one suddenly like reject your physical touch, you will be very upset or like you will be very down about it. Hi, hi, welcome, welcome. And then what do we have again? Gift, receiving gifts. Receiving gifts is like, how do I say this? So if your loved one suddenly give you something, example, like suddenly they bought you flowers, or maybe they suddenly bought you food and like give you like luxurious handbags, I don't know. It's, yeah, you like it. That's basically it, I guess. Receiving gifts is like my last love language, I guess. I don't personally like, I like it if someone give me things, but I feel like I'm wasting their money. So I think, wait, I took a love language test once, and number one is words of affirmation, number two is quality time, three is I think physical touch, yeah. And then four is like acts of service, and five is receiving gifts. So even if my loved ones, if even if my maybe my boyfriend doesn't give me any gifts, I wouldn't mind that much, as long as like he like he spend time with me and then appreciate me. Wait, I need to drink. So the reason why I'm stuck here, wait, let me just. Okay, the reason why I'm stuck here. So I'm supposed to go to the gym today. I was supposed to go to the gym today, but I skip. I'm being a bad girl right now. I'm being a bad girl, and then I go eat Chinese noodle, mee pangsit. So like I always drive my car to go to the gym, right? And then I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna go to the gym today because I don't feel like I want to. I'm just gonna eat mee pangsit, just pangsit noodle, I mean wonton noodle. And then I'm just gonna pretend that I went to the gym. So I'm just gonna wait here in the parking lot, in the parking lot for like 45 minutes, and then I'm just gonna go home after that with my body sweating because like I don't turn on my aircon inside my car. So like my mother wouldn't like suspect me, wouldn't be sus about me. And yeah, I know it's something bad. Do not copy me, please. But like I just don't feel like it. And she's like so strict about it. So like the place that I live in now, the hometown that I live in now is really a small town. So like, okay, example, I drive my car everywhere, right? And my mother is kind of famous here. So if anyone of her friends, any of her friends saw the car, like They will ask my mom, like, what is your car doing there? Are you eating with your family? And then my mom would find out, and then my mom would ask me, like, did you eat? Did you not go to the gym? So it's like really, really small, like, city. That's why I have to pretend that my car is in front of the gym and it's parked, and I'm gonna turn off my engine, and then yeah, it's gonna be okay, I guess. Because like before I went to eat the wonton noodle, before I ate that, I made sure that there is no one of my mom's acquaintance there. Yes, it's kinda yucky. Worst of all, ya rasanya adem ya. Wait, there's so many comments. Wait. Morning, Sal. How are you? Hi, Shin. I almost say Sin. Mine is quality time. Oh, how is your morning? Hi, Nat Nat. My morning is like a spy movie morning. I'm doing a stakeout right now. Mom friends actually. Yeah, I have to try to like. Yes. Hello, Titano. Hi. Oh, hi, John Joss. Hi, Fulvin. I know I call Gami Gris. What's this? Random random people. Hi, Nat Nat, hi Sheriff. Siapa yang belum aku ini? Who did I call everyone? Yeah, so okay, let me just continue. Aku masih menunggu judul Instagram. Oh. Ah, the perk of having somewhat famous parent can go anywhere in peace, can relate. I know, right? So like if I okay, example, if I want to just go to buy something, like usually like around 11 a.m. in the morning, I will always like go to buy something like organic things for my healthy food. So like milk and yada yada yada, and then it's like a really far place, but there's like not that many people who actually like go there, like physically go there in person to buy, because mostly they're just gonna like buy it online. But like because I want to taste freedom, because I don't want to stay inside the house too long, it's suffocating, so I just go there like physically to buy things there. And then if I don't wear makeup, if I don't wear makeup, my mom would like, why are you not wearing makeup? Why are you wearing your basketball pants? Why are you wearing your your Kobe Bryant t-shirt? Okay, so my Kobe Bryant, let me explain first. I have a Kobe Bryant t-shirt since I was like 11 years old. It's like my favorite t-shirt. I can wear it like outside. I can wear it when I play basketball. I can wear it whenever I want to, but I mostly wear it as the comfort clothes as at home. And then it's like a really old t-shirt, right? So I'm just like, there's no one there, mom. Like there's no one actually physically go there. Like why would I bother use my makeup just to go to buy things, you know? So she would get mad at me and ask me to change my clothes, like make me do my eyeliner, do my lips, and then do my eyebrows and yada yada yada. So why does she do that? It's because if someone accidentally go to the same place as I am, and then they know that I'm her daughter, she will they will like judge me, saying that, oh, like her daughter doesn't even wear makeup and she looks really ugly and stuff like that, you know. And that's what my mom doesn't want to, and she prioritizes like that over my well-being, and that's a fact. Okay, that's what makes me like really tick every time. Hi, Evilden. Yeah, yes, Kobe. You didn't grow. What the fuck? No, I grew. So like the Kobe Bryant t-shirt, the Kobe Bryant t-shirt that I have is my precious thing. So yeah, I was a fan of Kobe Bryant when I was little, when I was still in my tomboy face, my basketball career face. Have I ever told you guys before? So like, I was very small since I was little, and when I was second grade of middle school, in second grade of middle school, I was like, okay, I'm gonna join the basketball team so that I can grow up to be a really tall woman. Okay, so at that time I was 155 centimeter, I guess, 155 cm. It's like 5 foot 2, 5 foot 1, I guess, if it's in inch. And then my hope was instantly crushed because even after like 5 years of like basketball, and I became like the team captain, like I didn't grow a single inch, a single. I didn't even grow a single cm. Like it's scam. Like it's such a scam. Like I'd rather just play volley like Haikyuu. Instead, I was role playing with my teammates, with my guy friends as like Kuroko no Basuke. Do you guys know Kuroko no Basuke? Like the basketball anime that use like really strange power. Yeah, we like do role play. We did like role plays the entire like, I don't know, basketball session. It was really fun. But yeah, I mean it's a scam. Yeah. Pocket stash. It's in your DNA. Shut up. No, it's not in my DNA. I swear I'm taller now, like maybe just 1 cm or like 2 cm. My mom yelled at me if I go out using it. Yeah, of course, Tontos. What the fuck? But yeah, Stewa no Basuke. It was really fun time though. I was like a tomboy kid. Like I would always like follow my brothers to go play soccer, because like I have two older brothers. They're like 8 years older than me and 12 years older than me. And I don't have any friends to play Barbie with me when I was little. But because of my brother's influence, like I play a lot of like Naruto games, like PS2 games. Like, you guys know PS2 games, right? Like, example, like Tekken, Naruto, and then just many other like nostalgic games. So my brothers, they really like Dynasty Warriors, Naruto, and stuff like that. I was influenced by them. So every time after I went home from school, I got home from school, they will ask me to play like role play Naruto. They will use like pillows to be like shuriken, and then they will harass me and bully me out of love. And I will always like go with them to practice soccer, basketball, and many other sports. So I grew up to be a really like sporty type of girl. But then since I was 3 years old, I learn piano, and I learn like a lot of musical instruments. So I still have like half like girly things, girly, how do I say? Girly girl conscience in me. What's with that English? But okay. So yeah. Tutor berhenti tumbuh. Hey, no. Devil May Cry bahasa rakyatnya nih. Oh, dia main masakan plus baby sama teman-teman cewek. But like for me, like there, I have a lot of guy friends instead of girlfriends because, like, admitted, like having girlfriends sometimes suck because like there's too many dramas, too many backstabbing, too many like, oh my God, you don't know that I like him. I like him first, bitch. Stuff like that. I'm just like really tired. Like at this age, not saying that I'm really old or something, but at this age, I just don't want to like handle those type of girls anymore. So like the only girlfriends that I have are really limited. Like maybe I can like count it like just 10, like my really nice close girlfriends. Maybe 10. Maybe 9 or maybe 8 that I'm really close with that I don't mind sharing my story to. But yeah. It's sometimes complicated when you are friends with a girl. So yeah. I'm also like really awkward though. Like when people approach me first, like girls approach me first, I would be like, okay, I don't want to get involved with you, so please don't get close. But your current girlfriend is someone who you're comfortable with. Yes. Like, if you follow me since I was still like a really new VTuber, they haven't changed. It's either like Airi, Kae, and the Trotters family, Mine, Aruri, and many of the girls there I'm comfortable with, and also my IRL girlfriends and my online girlfriends. I have a lot of girlfriends. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, you know why? So like sometimes people misunderstood me, thinking that, oh, Stella just likes to like flirt with guys. You know, like she just likes to be friends with a lot of guys. She's such a slut. No, because guys, there's like less drama, you know, befriending a guy. Because befriending a guy is just like you can play a lot of games with them without having to get involved with drama. Well, why am I spilling tea? But yeah, you have many kanojo. I have many kanojo, yes. But my kanojo doesn't know that I have many kanojos. I answer them. Yeah, that's why like I'm really comfortable befriending guys, but like, it gets complicated when like your guy friend has a girlfriend, and then the girlfriend misunderstand, thinking that I'm trying to like snatch her boyfriend, and that it gets complicated. Yeah, I don't want that. Fuck that. There was a time though. I think it was on my Valor or Apex day. I forgot. But there's this one guy. He has a girlfriend, but then this guy always asks me to play with him, and I'm like, sure. I mean, because we're friends, you know, we're nothing more. And I'm not the type to like DM him first. Like if he didn't invite me, then I won't like invite him first, because I know that he has a girlfriend. If he doesn't have a girlfriend, I wouldn't mind inviting him first. So you get what I mean, right? I'm not the type to like, hey, he has a girlfriend, let's snatch him, bitch. Like, no, I'm not that type. And then one day, suddenly, the girlfriend messaged me on Discord saying, why are you playing with my boyfriend? And I'm like, what? Your boyfriend was the one who invited me first. Hello? And then she's like, can you stop flirting with my boyfriend? And I'm like, bro, I didn't even flirt with anyone when I play games. Hello? And then at that time I had a boyfriend. So like why would I flirt with another guy? Like that's out of the question. Okay? And then I screenshot her boyfriend's message to me, and it's just like P P Apex gitu, P Valorant misalnya gitu. Like, or hey, you wanna Apex? Yo, we're like minus one right now. We need one more person. And only that. We don't even like say something like, hey, what are you doing right now? Have you eaten today? And we don't even say stuff like that. Why would she be so like insecure about it? And so like, okay. At first I was really angry, but then I asked her a lot of stuff, like, why would she think that I'm trying to snatch her boyfriend? And yada yada yada. Turns out the boyfriend is also in the wrong, because like the boyfriend never explained, or like I don't think he needs the I don't think he feels that he needs to explain to his girlfriend that he's playing with a girl. But like the girlfriend explained to me that she has like trauma of being cheated on, and that she feels anxious because her boyfriend never tells her anything, whatever he's doing. So she's like really anxious, and then she apologized to me, and I'm like, girl, that's okay. I can relate to you. I understand you. Okay, I understand you. So it's okay. You don't need to apologize. But maybe next time you need to like talk it out with your boyfriend first, you know? So like, yeah. Kamu kejagoan style di Apex. Oh, no. Betina emang kadang-kadang. Betina, makanya it's like really complicated when you're like friends with a girl, you know, or like with a guy sometimes. But I'm just chill, you know. So that's why like I only like play with my Japanese friends nowadays, because like, I don't want any drama with like other or like Indonesian friends. So I'm just like ghosting everyone. Or if I feel like I miss them, I just like, hey, you wanna play? But mostly people are like really busy nowadays, so I'm just really lonely. But yeah, I will just kidnap people if I want to play, in a sense. Bettina. Konsala, hi. Hi, Mikudom. Man, you at least need to tell your girlfriend at least, because kasihan di insecure gitu, right? Kayak, kenapa ya? Kayak, apa sih, kalau misal mau main sama cewek gitu, bilang aja kayak, beb, I don't know what they use, okay? Sayang, beb, aku main dulu ya, main Apex atau apa, bentar. Terus ada temen cewek juga ikut. Gitu aja paling, yang penting kasih reassurance that you're not going to do anything sassy, you know? Especially if you know that, apalagi kalau kalau kamu tahu kalau pacar kamu tuh insecure, punya trauma kayak gitu. It doesn't excuse. It's like you cannot, apa ya? Kamu tuh nggak boleh, bukan nggak boleh ngomong gimana sih? Kok jadi susah? It's really weird kalau kamu nggak apa namanya mikirin teman kamu, pacar kamu gitu. Nih. But I think they're okay now. Kidnap. I cannot kidnap you. Hi, Rizky. And then, who else is here? Wait, let me check. Oh, welcome. Hi there. My thingy just dropped. Wait, let me just fix it. Me. Okay. Okay, it's done. But yeah, now that I look at it, now that I look back, sekarang kayak mikir-mikir, kadang kan aku suka banget ya, apa sih namanya? Kadang tuh aku suka banget kalau misalnya selesai streaming tuh kayak look back, kayak ngelihat video-video aku streaming waktu dulu gitu, kayak beda banget vibe-nya, kayak dulu tuh bener-bener kata-kata aku tuh aku feel apa ya kata-kata aku tuh aku nahan banget gitu buat gak ngomong jorok in a sense like gak ngomong jorok or like trying to be really say so like really onesan and stuff like that you know the image the say so which onesan VTuber but then now sekarang tuh aku udah kayak ayo udahlah bodo amat gitu yang penting I'm just gonna be me kalau aku pengen ngomong jorok ya ngomong kalau kalau nggak pengen ngikutin apa yang viewer mau ya udah gitu loh kayak yang penting akunya nyaman sebenarnya karena aku juga stream karena emang ini kan ya bukan karena aku mau cari duit gitu maksudnya kalau emang dapat duit ya syukur kalau enggak ya ya udah gitu tapi maksudnya kayak kalau emang tujuanku streaming itu karena aku mau duit pasti aku bakal lebih coba untuk lebih fake lagi ngerti gak sih dan aku tuh nggak mau jadi fake kayak misalnya nih ada request dari viewer yang bener-bener gak masuk akal is like really absurd and then because of the money I'm gonna do it like I don't wanna be like that okay nothing I think it's like way yeah SMT Stella Majitensi imagine being say so like I mean Yeah, you have way too much restraint back then. Because like I'm trying to like build an image of what they expect me to be, you know. Like what they expect me as a say so VTuber witch onesan type. But I prefer being real about who I am instead of like instead of apa ya, catering to people's wants and needs and stuff like that. Kalau aku nggak bisa nyaman sama diriku yang sekarang juga, aku bakal kesusahan sendiri ntar ke depannya gitu. And I don't want that for me. Halo, halo yang baru datang. I wish I could go back in time. Sekarang aku sebenarnya nggak tahu sih ke depannya sebagai karir karir sebagai VTuber itu makin gimana karena ya aku juga cuma aktif di Twitch ya gak sih dan aku nggak pakai live studio karena emang laptopku nggak kuat pengen donaton juga rada susah sih menurut aku karena aku bingung juga mau donaton apa
kayaknya aku tuh butuh manajer gitu loh yang bisa, yang ngerti dan bisa memanage aku. Well, it's gonna be mendoksai. So I don't know. Bebaslah Stella. Tapi Stella sisa atau enggak tetap aja suka as long as Stella being Stella. Thank you. It's a molding witch now. Yeah. Well, I'm sweating a lot now. Good. Good, good.
Kayak apa ya? Waktu itu sempat kayak ngobrolin soal pengen udahan aja gitu jadi VTuber. Kayak pengen jadi streamer biasa gitu. Kayak jadi VTuber tuh kadang males juga sama komunitasnya yang terlalu banyak drama. Tiap hari tuh kayak ngeliat di main account. Ini kan aku ada sub account kan. Sub account yang biasa aku lepas mau ngobrolin apa aja. Kalau di main account biasanya yang seiso-seiso gitu. Kayak ngebuka Twitter main account tuh kayak males gitu loh. Karena dikit-dikit ngeliat drama. Dramanya kayak drama anak SMA gitu. Kayak, eh dia curi pacar aku. Ih dia selingkuh sama aku. Dia selingkuh sama VTuber lain. Terus kayak ini backstep-backstep secara satu circle gitu. Aduh kayak ya ampun kayak masalah SMA banget sih itu. So like, I'm really tired of this community. Like, hi Aya, hello. I'm really, really tired of this community. Why can't we be like wholesome community? I mean, apa ya? Emang namanya komunitas tuh pasti ada yang jeleknya gitu. Tapi ini VTuber tuh kayak malah banyak jeleknya daripada bagusnya. Yang bagusnya tuh malah dikit gitu. If you're like considering about the drama and like positive stuffnya malah kayak kependem. Kependam sama drama-drama yang ada di timeline gitu. Dan tiap hari tuh ada aja. Tiap hari ada aja kayak, ya ampun dia drama, ya ampun nih dia drama. Dan itu nyampe di kuping aku. Gitu loh. It's always the same, but yeah. Halo Miao, Kak. Selamat. Semangat. Thank you, Ayah. Halo. Jadi streamer biasa. Pengennya kayak gitu. Pengennya kayak gitu. Kayak apa ya? Aku sudah mute banyak orang. Langsung unfollow orang. Terus nge-unfollow orang aja jadi drama gitu. Padahal, apa ya? Ya namanya berarti berarti mungkin coba introspeksi diri dulu sebelum kamu duga-duga gitu loh. Kayak mungkin konten kamu tuh gak cocok sama aku. Gak enak dilihat sama aku gitu. Daripada bikin drama lagi. Aku di-unfollow sama Kak Stella. Aku di-block sama Kak Stella. Ya udah aku block temen-temennya juga. Dulu tuh pernah ada kasus kayak gitu. Orangnya masih ada sampai sekarang itu VTuber. But you know, never mind. Maybe you follow the wrong person. Dulu tuh ini loh, gimana ya, Concos? Dulu tuh zamannya pas aku zaman baru awal debut, kalau ada VTuber yang follow aku tuh aku follow back, ngerti gak sih? Jadi kayak VTuber yang lama-lama yang aku follow follow back itu yang aku nggak filter, itu tuh malah mereka tuh juga ngebahas drama gitu loh di main account. Nah, itu yang aku kayak unfollow, aku block, aku mute gitu. Jadi sekarang aku malah pakai main account ngefollow lebih banyak akun Jepang sih, akun VTuber Jepang atau streamer Jepang atau akun kucing-kucing yang lucu, akun meme gitu kayak untuk memperbanyak apa ya, membersihkan TL gitu. Nggak drama sama dengan nggak makan. Iya, ada yang sengaja sengaja nyari perhatian lewat drama supaya dia naik gitu. Donoton meleduk tapi kan gak lucu. You know, right? It's really tiring, actually. Like, really. Bayangin, like, imagine we just want to be a wholesome community, and then someone with, like, a high school mindset be like, I'm gonna make drama and make myself known because of the drama. Like, and then, like, in your main account, you should talk about other VTubers saying that, why I did my best. I did my best. Why is she getting all the attention instead of me? I did my best. Hello. And then it blew up into a drama. And then she's like playing victim about it. Yada, yada, yada. And that's like, oh my God, bro. Oh my God. Like, you're okay. You're jealous of other VTubers. But can you like tone it down and not do it in your on your main account? Like, can you not? And then when you get shit talked by other people, and then you're just like, oh my God, poor me. I did my best though, but I think she paid for bots, stuff like that. It happened to one of my friends actually recently. Ya, ya jangan. By the way, jangan sering kirim-kirim aku di DM atau apa kalau nggak penting. Thank you. Aku ngerasa terganggu sih kalau kayak gitu. Cause sometimes drama is the thing that makes people still relevant. That is true. People wanna stay relevant, so they make dramas. That's kind of sad though. Kenapa itu orang berhenti mobilnya di belakang? Oh, dia bawa mobilnya nggak jago, pantesan. Oke. Yeah, so anyways. Kayak aku kalau you're talking about her, yeah. Oh, Fancy, hi. Yeah, I'm always talking about her. Like, there's a lot of like drama in the VTuber community, and sometimes the community, they instead of like making it die down, you just give people more attention. And apa ya, recently lagi banyak kasus tentang seorang, I don't know, doxer or something dari komunitas apa gitu yang kayak ganggu-ganggu VTuber, kayak ngejek-ngejek lewat donasi and stuff like that. And then some VTubers, they just give it like more stage, malah kasih panggung gitu loh ke orang yang bikin bikin rusuh. Terus nanti dia rusuh sendiri, nanti dia kayak malah kayak ih, kok dia malah dapat perhatian sih? Dan itu dia ngebahasnya di main account dan kamu tuh orangnya terkenal. Ya udah malah kasih panggung ke badut gitu. Udah dibilang padahal dia sendiri bilang jangan kasih panggung tapi malah lu nge-tweet kayak gitu malah ngasih panggung kayak ya ampun bro. Like, can you not? Ya, nggak masalah sih since like the VTuber masih kayak anak-anak gitu. But ya yeah, like don't give it the stage, jangan kasih panggung kalau ada orang drama kayak gitu. Kayak walaupun aku misalnya nih ada drama selingkuh-selingkuh VTuber ya kayak oh nih VTuber pakai akun pakai apa namanya selingkuhin orang pakai dua akun berbeda or something like that. I don't really know like the details. But then si cewek yang diselingkuhin itu malah maafin VTuber yang selingkuh and then malah dikasih panggung, malah dibikin gede buat stay relevant. Dan aku malah kayak okay, let's just close Twitter. It's enough Twitter for the day and then let's just play Apex or Valorant because it's so fucking stupid, you know, in my opinion. Walaupun aku tutup Twitter pun juga kabar desas-desusnya mereka tuh aku denger gitu loh kayak oh dari temen kayak oh ternyata dia makin badut gitu loh. Oh begitu ya. Malah makin males sama komunitas VTuber gitu. Makanya kayak nggak pengen di satu sisi nggak pengen diasosiasikan sama VTuber, di satu sisi I still love my friends, my community, like constellations gitu. Hai Chokun. Hai Pandav. Lah, Chokun hilang. But yeah, we were just talking about drama. Stop making stupid people famous, anyway. What the fuck, VTuber selingkuh? Oh, kamu gak tahu ya, Sumi. VTuber banyak kok di belakang drama yang lebih pedes lagi daripada ini. Banyak gitu sebenarnya. Nggak cuma selingkuh doang tapi sampai yang parah pun ada juga sebenarnya ada tapi ya udah nggak usah dikasih panggung aja kayak gitu. Itu kayak anggapannya di setiap komunitas pun pasti ada yang kayak gitu. Yes, malah mereka yang dapat panggung, I know right. Masalah-masalah VTuber yang jauh lebih pedes lagi daripada itu tuh banyak sebenarnya. Tapi ya ada juga apa ya, viewernya VTuber tuh yang pengen gali-gali, terus pas mereka tahu malah makin di blow up sama viewernya. Wah, udah tuh. Mlo, Pandav, Mlo. Enggak, banyak kok. Nanti aku habis ini aku hapus threadnya by the way. Gak bagus diomongin di. Tadi tuh aku sebenarnya pengen ngebahas ginian tuh di akun satu lagi kan. Tapi gak jadi deh. Enggak, ini soalnya gak bisa bikin. Apa sih, Meh? What is this called? Gak bisa bikin live di akun satunya lagi, jadi aku bikin di sini. Oh, TK boleh minta ucapan semangat gak? Salah lagi masalah. Oh, semangat ya, it's busy. Semangat UASnya, kamu bisa. Tapi jangan lupa jaga diri sendiri, jangan lupa makan juga. Oke. Jangan apa ya, belajar kalau misal lagi belajar serius tuh perlu istirahat. Jadi jangan ngerasa bersalah kalau kamu istirahat bentar aja dari belajar. Oke. Yang penting jangan terlalu maksain diri. Berdoa. I don't know. I never pray actually. Aku nggak pernah berdoa, tapi yes, sesuai agama masing-masing berdoa dan lakukanlah yang sebisa mungkin, oke? Okay? Semangat. Sedikit demi sedikit lama-lama I'm tired of this shit. Yes, setuju banget sih Aftar. By the way, Stewa ada rencana cover lagu? Ada rencana, tapi duitnya masih belum kekumpul dan gak enak minta. Jadi ya gitu. Lagi stuck banget. Harus bayar buat diri sendiri juga. A lot of things. Waktu itu sempat ada yang nanya aku ya, si Daem ya, waktu di podcast Waru Coffee, pernah kena drama nggak? Kayaknya aku nggak ingat aku pernah kena drama deh. Pernah nggak ya aku kena drama? Mem, aku lagi mau grinding Apex lagi, semangatin dong. Bye, Sumi. Semoga gagal. Nggak lah, bercanda. Semangat ya grinding Apex-nya. Mau ke Master kah, Sumi? In my VTuber history, have I ever got involved in a drama? I don't know. Pernah, itu sampai sekarang aku masih mikir loh, pernah nggak ya kena drama? Ada yang tahu nggak ya? Gitu. Mungkin di belakang kena drama atau diomongin juga, ya pasti ada lah yang kayak gitu. Tapi to be honest ya, bahkan aku ngepost, kalau kalian lihat main account aku yang Stella ini, aku cuma ngepost foto makanan, ngepost yang positif-positif pun masih banyak orang yang nge-unfollow aku. Dari 11 ribuan, 11.500-an orang itu kadang masih banyak yang unfollow tiba-tiba. Padahal aku nggak ngepost sesuatu yang negatif gitu. Dan emang emang gimana ngomongnya? Ya udah gitu. Kita kita mau gimana pun pasti ada aja orang yang gak suka sama kita gitu. So don't really give it too much thought. There's snake in my house, Raikan. No, Raikan, I hope you're okay. You should work, Nat. Mirya. Seingatku Stella gak ada drama, I know, right? Seingatku gak ada. Atau mungkin orang yang gak suka sama aku tuh cuman gak nge-publish aja sih. But anyways, even 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 kalau misalnya ada drama pun kayak ya udahlah nggak usah kasih panggung kalau aku didramain ya. Biar aja orang judge. Oi, ada Khairula. Halo, Khairula. Bentar. Khairula baru bangun ya dia. Itu unfollow gara-gara nggak dibagi makanan sel. Makanya kayak misalnya nih follower kamu udah lebih dari 10.000 kan, pasti nggak mungkin kamu cek tiap hari kayak ya ampun kemarin itu 11.290 kok jadi berkurang 11.280 sih gitu. Kayak masa kamu mikirin itu tiap hari sih. Kayak walaupun kamu juga di Twitter kamu ngepostnya yang seiso-seiso, foto makanan doang, foto kucing, retweet yang seiso-seiso dan masih ada yang unfollow kamu, like you don't give it too much thought. Gitu. Mau kamu sebaik apapun juga masih ada orang yang bakal gak suka sama kamu. Gitu. Dulu tuh sempat ada phase di mana aku kepikiran banget. Kayak ya ampun ada yang soft block aku gitu. Ya ampun ada yang nge-unfollow aku. Tapi sekarang kayak udah gak peduli lagi gitu. Kayak ya udah berarti emang mungkin konten aku atau isi Twitter aku tuh gak suka. Dia gak suka ngeliatnya gitu. Dan itu hak dia buat unfollow. Gak mungkin aku dramain dong. Ngapain aku dramain hal kecil kayak gitu. Ya. Hai Khairul Akhi. Shush. Baru bangun. Lap dulu ilernya bang. Betul tuh Pandov. Have a great day. Thank you. Bzz. Big day job.
lebih ke yang penting aku sekarang udah punya staff account. Kalau misal di staff account aku ya pasti aku ngobrolnya lebih bebas sih daripada yang di main account gitu. Karena di main account kan banyak orang-orang yang lihat juga kan, apalagi orang-orang Jepang, teman-temanku yang di luar ngelihat juga. Jadi ya jangan terlalu bebas banget lah di main account kalau menurut aku. Di staff account is okay. Since like bisa dibilang VTuber tuh public figure juga kan. Bukan influencer, apa ya? Influencer juga. Ya, you influence people. Begitulah. Yang penting jangan jadi influencer menhera aja sih. Yang tiap hari apa cari validasi kayak aku suara aku jelek kan guys, terus nanti pasti fans-fansnya pada kayak enggak kok suara kamu bagus, suara kamu nomor satu gini gini gini, terus dia kayak ya ampun gue dapat validasi nih, uhuy, aku menhera aja tiap hari di main account aku gitu. Okay, don't be like that. I really despise VTubers who are like that. Like, mana Tom lo? Ya, tapi begitu. Nggak apa-apa sih sebenarnya itu suka-suka dia juga sih, kita nggak bisa ngelarang. Cuman kalau udah tahu orang kayak gitu, aku mute dan aku bener-bener mute itu orang. Bukan aku nggak suka kayak benci atau gimana nggak. Cuman kayak males, males aja gitu. I want to see for how long before you de I delete my second account. No, I won't delete it. I guess. Influencer menhera kayak ini, Khairul Aki. Khairul Aki tidak menhera di main account setidaknya menurut aku. Masa menhera nggak apa-apa? Mungkin gimana ya? Menhera nggak apa-apa, asalkan lu tahu gitu kayak batas-batas menhera lu gitu. Jangan sampai di main account sampai tiap hari lu kayak aduh pengen graduate tiba-tiba nggak jadi besoknya, bikin jantungan apa namanya? Bikin jantungan viewer lu gitu. Telang ini pukul aja. Pengennya pukul ya, pandal. Hai Kimi, ada siapa lagi nih? Sebenarnya banyak kok orang yang main hera tapi nggak kelihatan aja di main gitu. Mungkin dia punya sub account atau punya akun lain gitu di Facebook terus dia main hera di sana. It's a-okay menurut aku. Asalkan nggak di akun public figure lo gitu sebagai influencer gitu. It's a-okay. But like sekali-sekali kalau nunjukin kalau oh ternyata influencer yang aku demen tuh juga sebenarnya dia punya sisi manusiawi gitu yang butuh support dari kita. Sekali-sekali nggak apa-apa being menhera just once or twice, tapi nggak tiap hari gitu loh. Itu kayak ya ampun bro. Can you just get like can you just go on another account? Hi, hi. Gitu. Aku lagi di aku kenal yang menhera namanya K Angel. Siapa itu? Kak Angel. Oh. Banyak yang menhera sebenarnya, guys. Kadang pun aku juga menhera. Tapi ya gitu. Menheranya ke temen. Numpahinnya ke temen. Kadang pernah sih sekali kayaknya menhera banget sampai kayak gila banget gitu di main account tapi habis itu aku hapus, seingatku. Gak terlalu banyak sih yang lihat. Terus akhirnya makanya aku mikir kalau misalnya I'm gonna be like that, I'll just do that on my sub account. Biar orang gak ngerasa uncomfortable gitu. Ngeliat aku. Hai Cokun. Khairul Aki udah pergi. Bentar ini Twitter ya bye juga nih. Ripa-ripanya. Have many kanojo. Oh, fiction cara. Itu bermenhera beneran, I think. Okay, I think I'm good to go now. I think I should head home now. Karena aku udah sweaty enough. So thank you for accompanying me. Makasih udah nemenin dan dengerin shit talknya aku. TED talk. Thank you for coming to my TED talk about drama, about what I'm doing right now, whatever it is. Makasih udah mau dengerin. Kapan-kapan kita free talk lagi ya. Tapi pengen ke YouTube sih kalau free talk enaknya ngobrol di YouTube.
Tapi
Males di YouTube, takutnya banyak bocil kematian. Okay, bye-bye. And jangan lupa makan, jangan lupa jaga diri sendiri. Don't forget to learn how to love yourself too. Don't forget to be happy. But don't force yourself. It's okay not to be okay. Yes. HP-ku udah panas banget. Bentar, nyalain mobil. Oke. Okay. Ah, asik ya Allah. Oke. Okay. Apa nih? Bye 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 bye. Alright, then Titi DJ, thank you for chat talk. You too. This bitch didn't go to gym. I'll snitch to your mom later. Fuck you. Bye bye.